We're starting the Drasha Saran. We're in the 10th speech, page Tuf Vav. And the Ran is explaining, using his line of reasoning, that ultimately Moshe is telling them, it's not so hard to be a God-fearing person. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, you should know today, the whole Parsha, it all fits the way I've explained. The Ran says, it's obvious that when great things happen in the world, when difficult things happen in the world, it's easier for a person to return to his Creator, because if a person only takes the steps, then a person, it's the most natural thing for him to do, and it's easier. There are less distractions. I think there's something missing here. Okay, I'm not explaining this because it seems like there's something missing from the sentence. It says, I'll translate the sentence. Whoever does not repent at this time, together with the army, the people who were inspired to start checking what they should be doing different, how they should be better, be it between man and his fellow man, be it between man and his Creator. And that's it. It doesn't say what about them.
The opportunity to connect.
Seems that way. There are two things that concern me, he says, when it comes to things that people are commonly transgressing. Number one is, people will take vows and curse one another. And the second is baseless hatred. And the reason I have to address this, as the Ran, there are three things that can make a transgression more weighty. Sometimes a transgression can be very weighty because of its essence, like avodah zara, ritzicha, murder, niyuf, adultery. There are things where the item itself is very grave. So that's why it's weighty. Vashini, the second type is, kshadam soneh, shoneh v'nichshal batamid. You have a transgression that a person repeatedly does, makes it much harder. Because you take the smallest string, but you fold it over many, many times, it becomes a very big string. It becomes a very big rope. So the same is true, even the smallest transgression. But once it becomes a habit, once you've done it many, many, many times, it's much harder to break. He gives the example of a string of flax. You can make that string stronger than a metal rope, because if it's folded enough times, it could be the most powerful rope in the world. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu begins with, it will be akev as a result of your listening. And our sages say, why does he say the word akev? Akev means a heel. Mitzvot kalot she'adam dash ba'akevot tishmun. Be careful to pay attention to the mitzvot that people tend to trample on. They don't think it's a big deal, yet it is a big deal. And that's why it's a big deal, because if I repeat a mitzvah many, many, many times, then that becomes a big rope of mitzvot. It becomes a powerful part of my mitzvot. And that's why the pasuk says, "Namai rabbi me'ra avona kevai subeni." Why am I scared when things go bad? The transgressions of my heel surround me. Meaning, I'm not worried about big sins. I didn't do anything big. I didn't kill anyone. I didn't do anything great. But anything tremendous. So what he's saying, David HaMelech can tell him, is I'm scared of those little things. Because he doesn't take them seriously. So a person does them often. Looking at things that are immodest. No, a person doesn't think it's a big deal. There are things that a person doesn't think is a big deal. Sitting next to his friend and asking if he can have a piece of his lunch when he doesn't really think that it's a big deal. But maybe his friend didn't have enough food. Maybe you put him on the spot when it wasn't fair to him. So that's where a person can find himself doing things that are very serious, because he's doing it again and again and again every day. Cracking a joke at someone's expense. So the second type is
something which a person does over and over and over again, that's another type of something that can be very weighty. The third type, adavar shlishiu, chet shein adam netiyah lav betivo, something which a person naturally is not attracted to. Kima she'adam noteh lav betivo yesh lo chtzat itnatzlut. A person has an excuse if it's something that his nature drives him towards. Like the pasuk says, in ba'avon cholati uv'chet yechamat ni'imi, amru azal v'akadosh baruch hu mayamar, lafetach atat rovetz. There are things that a person says, what do you want that I'm attracted to promiscuity? That's how I was formed. You know, a man was formed with an act of intimacy. So man says, of course I'm attracted to all types of intimacy. Hashem says, from the minute a person's conceived, there's that attraction. So when there's something that a person has a natural attraction to, so there a person has a little bit of an excuse, even though it's our job to overcome our natural attractions, to control them, to direct them. But there's a little bit of an excuse, you know, I was attracted, I was drawn. But there are things that man's nature doesn't draw him to, so then he has no excuse. So if you have any one of these three alone, it becomes a heavy issue. But when you have all three together, so then united, then you have something that's extraordinarily heavy. He says, I see that when it comes to taking false vows, people will repeatedly make this mistake. And all three apply. People take vows all the time, and this is a common problem till today. People will promise you things when they try to sell you things. People will promise that their story is true. People take vows over and over again. People don't even pay attention if they're swearing true or false. It's very clear. It's one of the Ten Commandments. This is one of the weightier sins. About this, the pasuk says, "Lo yinakeh Hashem." Hashem says, "I'm not forgiving you. You're bringing my honor into it. I swear by God's honor what I'm saying is true. How could you do that?" And Chazal say it's equated to chayvei kritut umitot bedin, doing something that deserves the death penalty. When you're saying that, you're really denying Hashem. What are you saying? I swear by God's honor. You're saying God doesn't care, God doesn't know, I can get away with this. It's a very overt act of denying God's presence. And that's why it's weighty. And there's Hashem next week, we will finish this speech. So next week, we're going to finish the 10th speech, Bezrat Hashem, with an explanation of why the Ran says these are two points I want people to really pay attention to. Not to swear falsely, and baseless hatred, where people allow themselves, they give themselves that leniency, and the Ran says that's a very heavy thing to do tshuva on. So his conclusion of his speech is how people should do tshuva. He wrote this speech at a time, perhaps in the time of the Crusades, there was something going on. He doesn't tell us what. It was obvious to the listeners. There was some national tragedy and national threat that was looming when he wrote this speech. And he's concluding the speech with a little bit of Musar saying, so we better wake up and pay attention. Let's at least take some things which are extra heavy that we should do tshuva on, and let's work on that. And that's where we'll finish this. Bezrat Hashem next.